This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
John Ciambi, Jim DeShays, joined by Cubs president Frank Kenny. There's going to be a 24-hour radiothon, right, in partnership with the flagship station, The Score.
Our friend Danny Parkin's going to play Cal Ripken and do an Iron Man.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
We're inching upwards. You guys are doing amazing work. The donations will start picking up again once the morning comes in full force here, but so many cool opportunities for you. Dan Hampton signed football for a $500 donation. That's available for you right now. You want to make a $5,000 donation and co-host Bears overnight?
Ooh.
That's right.
Ooh.
Bears postgame, 5 hours on The Score. Give it to someone who's studying broadcasting and wants to do it real. Give it to someone who wants to tell it like it really is. he wants to be the first one to say fire Ben Johnson on The Score. The Tyson Bagent should play over Caleb Williams. Whatever it is, $5,000.
I think I was the first one to call for Eberflus's head after the Hail Mary incident.
Oh, congrats.
In D.C. On the overnight show.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say chronologically.
Right, because I got the first chance at it during the overnight show, you know?
Yeah, so you technically were the first one. Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah, exactly. This is the honorary Les Grobstein spot. 773-388-8270. So if you want $5,000 to host in this cherished time slot, it's available to you. We're going to take some calls here in just a second. Rami Makhlouf, it's an honor. And by the way, the next donor, I'm looking at this right now. I just noticed this. The next donor will be our 1,600th individual donor.
That's amazing, man.
So that's really cool in terms of the coalition coming together. So
that's awesome.
The next person who donates, you'll be number 1,600. Maybe make it $23 for Rhino. Maybe make it $230. Maybe you want to go crazy and get one of these donation incentive items, like Bears-Browns tickets for $2,000, four premium seats plus parking in the club level at Soldier Field for a game. Whatever you want to do here, next one would be our 1,600th donor.
And if you're working third shift in a factory or a fast food restaurant, whatever the case might be, pass the hat around. Pass the hat around and make
like
a donation.
That. That's right.
And get in on the action.
So, Rami Makhlouf, how has cancer impacted your life? What's your connection to it?
A few different ways, Danny. First of all, I'm always jealous of people who have grandparents and have good relationships with their grandparents.
Sure.
By the time I was born, I only had one, and cancer had claimed two of the other three. Both of my mom and my dad's fathers, cancer took their lives before I ever got a chance to know them, before they ever got a chance to know me. in the last few years, it's been rough for the Maclaw family. I've lost six aunts and uncles in the last 3 or 4 years. Two of them were from cancer. My my Amo Naim, Amo is Arabic for uncle. He got lung cancer and it claimed his life very, very quickly. My Amo Ode, he had colon cancer and it spread to his bones and again took his life very quickly. Just in the last year, I buried a friend of mine who I grew up with, my boy Fabian. And we'd grown apart. We'd see each other every once in a while. My brother would have a get together, whatever the case might be. And even though we would only see each other seldomly over the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years, whatever it was, whenever we would get together, it was like old times again. And I probably have had more belly laughs with that dude, just the biggest, strongest, funnest person to be around, one of the funnest people to be around in my entire life. And I couldn't wrap my head around the idea that he was gone. And it kind of, you know, you have regrets about growing apart from somebody like that when they're not around anymore. And my dad, just recently, I'll end it on a high note, they found a spot on the top of his head.
Oh, wow.
And removed it. And it turned out to be cancer. And they think they got it early enough that we don't have anything to worry about. And thank God for that. You know what I mean? But you have it in the back of your mind.
Yeah, of course. And he'll get checked probably now more.
Probably every 6 months or so, I think it is. And he's dealing with a number of health issues outside of that. So the fact they're able to catch that early on and remedy that and hopefully get it taken care of is a huge, huge weight off of him and our whole family. So it's on a number of levels, you know, and I think that's the case for a lot of people that you almost can't even. I've heard people calling in, and Alex Cohen, when he was on with you guys, just rattling off
the list,
roster of people who in his family who have dealt with it. So man, it's, there's nobody who it doesn't touch, you know, and until recently I was like, you know, you'd hear that all the time. Like, it, cancer touches everybody's lives. And yeah, I never got to meet two of our grandpas, but not too long ago, I'd hear that and I'd be like, I'm lucky. I'm lucky that it hasn't really touched my life or hasn't really come into, and now here in the last few years that luck
live long enough and it'll hit you.
It'll yeah. It's gonna touch your life in some form or fashion. And so those that we lost, those that are still here fighting, those that they caught it early enough, like my dad, that hopefully it's not really a concern, that it's across the board, it's something that we all deal with on a number of levels. And so what you do every year, and I know you maybe get tired of hearing this and the humility in you makes it hard for you to hear this, but what you do with this thing every year is amazing, and it touches everybody's life who's been touched by cancer, and like we just said, that's just about everybody within the sound of your voice. So thank you, man, for doing this.
Well, thank you for saying that. How old was Fabian?
He was my age. He was about 44, 45 years old, which is
way too young.
Way too young, man. You can't wrap your head around that when they're taken that young. And you just think back to all the, like I said, the belly laughs, man. Just sitting in my parents' basement when we were kids growing up, and just being kids and having those times and those memories. And
yeah.
And then, like I said, every time we'd get together since then, it was just like we were back in my parents' basement.
Pick up where you left off.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen again.
Sorry for your loss, man. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Let's take some calls here and honor those who we've lost or who are facing it. And, you know, we've had some pretty amazing calls over the last 5-plus hours that we've been taking calls. I mean, that was a bad math moment by me. We started taking calls.
Yeah, see, it's not that easy, right?
Because we started taking calls really in like the 8 o'clock hour, like in earnest. So yeah, it's 6-plus hours. My mistake. You're right, Studs. It's not that easy. I've been up for 21 hours. I'm on the air for going on 17.
Poor excuse, honestly.
Yeah, my bad. God, I was so mad when I woke up at 6 a.m. today and I didn't have to be on the air until 10. I was like, oh.
Why did you get up so early?
I mean, dude, because I was in New York, then I was in LA, then I was in Chicago.
Yeah,
My body clock is all off. I'm in a hotel. Yeah. It was an honor to fill in for Cowherd, but it could have used not having to leave the time zone.
Can I prepare you your first cup of coffee of your life? Can I be the one to go?
Seriously, we got to get him on some caffeine here.
I'll probably have a Red Bull here in a little bit because I'm definitely starting to feel some like weird effects in my body.
A Celsius that may or may not be an alcoholic Celsius.
It's weird that you'll do Red Bull but not coffee. I find it interesting.
I've had less than 10 Red Bull in my life. Well, actually, that's not true. In my Vegas era.
Those don't count.
Yeah.
I was just there last week. They don't count.
Yeah. In my Vegas era in my 20s, when Red Bull was the least of the health things that I was doing to stay up all night in Vegas in my 20s, I had plenty of vodka Red Bulls. But in adulthood, I probably had less than 10 Red Bulls either. I'm not a big caffeine guy, but this time I'll probably need some. Let's take some calls here. John on the Northwest side. Thank you for calling the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the Score on the Marquee Network. Who are you standing for, John?
I'd like to do two things, Danny, if you don't mind. I'm going to give the people that I'm standing up for, and I have a quick Ryne Sandberg story because I'm a former media member.
Of course. We are doing this in honor of Rhino in many ways. The Cubs are going to be honoring Rhino on Saturday with everyone wearing the 23 jersey. We have one hanging in the studio behind us. So, of course, Rhino is the backdrop. The most common donation we've gotten so far is $23. We're waiting for our 1,600th individual donor. We have so many things going on here for Rhino. So, absolutely, please, who you standing for, you can tell us your story. Take the floor.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that, Danny. Probably the thing that impacted my life more than anything, it's hard to talk about this, obviously, I lose my mom and my girlfriend to this in back-to-back years. Now, I'm not going to minimize what anybody has ever gone through. That's a rough thing. Lose your mom and your girlfriend in back-to-back years, that's hard. And I had to go through that in 2014 and 2015.
Yeah, trust me, simultaneous loss or back-to-back loss is, I know it well. It is an awful, awful thing. So I'm very sorry for your loss.
Now my Ryne Sandberg story. The guy you're currently talking to on the phone attended Columbia College, Chicago. I was 19. I met Ryne Sandberg in 1983, and I always like to use the term, I spent 5 good minutes with him. You have to realize, I don't know if most people remember this, he really did not like doing interviews as a young man. I think he was shy. He's 23. He's in a big city. I mean, let's be honest here, Danny. Dallas Green basically asked him to save the Cubs. That's a lot to put on a 22-year-old guy. That's just my thought there. But so anyway, I meet him at Wrigley Field in 1983. I interviewed him for 5 minutes. He could not have been nicer. Answered all my questions, gave me great eye contact, and it's something that I'll never forget. And I'm only 19 at the time.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Rhino, might have been a little shy, but he was always a gentleman.
Right, and that's what he was. One thing we need to do, Danny, I know this is Cancer Night, we need to get Les Gropstein in the Chicago Sports Hall of Fame. He belongs there. Let's work on that. We need to get him where he belongs.
I'm gonna take up that cause. Thank you, John. I appreciate.
You're gonna do another radio thought.
Yeah. You know what? Let's go 48 straight hours. Let's go 48 straight hours. No, John. Thank you very much for the call, and thank you for sharing. Hey, by the way, I would support that. By the way, just to be clear, yeah, let's put Les in the Chicago Sports Hall of Fame. The guy was an almanac. And by the way, when Les would say something about some obscure fact, I never really checked him. I have no idea if it was true. I don't know.
You can't break the illusion.
That's what I'm saying.
It's so much more fun to assume he was right.
Yeah, exactly. I would be crushed if it was wrong because he would say it with such definitive opinion on it. So yeah, I put him in the Hall of Fame.
Sure.
I don't even care.
Yeah, I'm on that boat.
Yeah,
sure.
I'll be there.
I'm on that bandwagon.
I'll fly in for the induction ceremony. That would be incredible.
I thought you would be the keynote speaker, obviously.
I think there's other people maybe that would be better. Grody. Grody could do it as less.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing if he accepted the honor as less.
That God, one of my favorite bits that we did not do nearly enough on the Parkinson Spiegel show was Afterlife Less. Like a thing would happen in sports. And it was after Less died, and we would have Grody call in, and we would act as if Grobber was giving the takes from heaven. And it was, God, it was so good. It really, really, really made me happy. I loved that bit. Carl in Westmont is on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the Score and Marquee. How's it going, Carl?
Oh, great, guys, man. Thank you so much for doing all this tonight. I'm going to be honest, Rami, you know, recently I've been listening to you at night on my drive home from work and stuff, and really enjoyed listening to you.
Thank you, man.
Danny, seriously, it's kind of strange how you've kind of affected me emotionally. Right after my dad was diagnosed with glioblastoma, the same thing as your brother.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I heard about it basically about a week after. I heard about your brother's diagnosis. You spoke about it about a week after. And it was really therapeutic for me just to kind of hear you talk about it and kind of go through what you were processing and everything. We kind of didn't know how it was going to play out. It wasn't fun. I don't think people understand of what a full-time job it is for family members to be, you know, caretakers if they can't afford to hire, you know, in-person nursing and stuff like that. Just to relate to baseball, I'm sorry, I'm kind of going.
No apologies, man. It's 2:17 in the morning. None of us have our thoughts completely with us. take your time. You're doing great.
I should be in bed already. I got to be at work at 9 tomorrow. So
when you get to work, I'll still be here. Yeah, go right ahead.
Well, that's great. So you're gonna be raising more money, hopefully. So
that's the goal.
My dad, he was diagnosed in November of 21, I think. Yeah. And then he was gone by March of 2020. No, it was four months. So it was December, November of 2022. And then he was gone by March of 2023. It can happen that quickly. And then I also want to emphasize that it gets really ugly sometimes, and I think a lot of you guys that can relate to that. My dad was in the hospital until the end, but he wanted to come home for hospice, and he got home, and within an hour and a half he was dead. And it was not pretty because my hospice nurse was not here. He was in pain. And so we were not able to administer the hospice drugs in a timely manner and everything. But I found so much comfort in how you, Danny, especially, have kind of navigated these waters and talked about it openly and raised money and really done great things for cancer research. And I just really want to say thank you for doing this, and that's really all I got. So thanks, guys.
Thank you for sharing. I'm sorry for your loss. So thank you for calling, and thank you for sharing, Carl. Yeah, the end of anyone's life is I shouldn't say not anybody, right? Like the dream is you live to be 100 years old, perfectly healthy, with all of your cognitive abilities intact, and then you pass away peacefully in your sleep.
With your loved ones surrounding you.
Exactly. Right? So sure. Most of us don't get that. The end of... So like when I heard Crane tell the story about Rhino standing up, giving him a hug... Mm. Telling him it was okay when Crane said, you know, I'll come back, I'll see you again, and Rhino knowing that that was not the case and saying it's okay, like doing it for Crane. It was a beautiful, powerful moment, but it's also amazing that Rhino was able to stand up with the help of someone and a cane and give someone a hug and communicate verbally. Like, it's very painful for me to publicly talk about Brad the very end of it. It's super ugly. Like, I mean, Brad was bedridden, so he was in a hospital bed in his living room. Brad's tumor came back on his optic nerve, so he was blind. So he could not walk, and he could not talk, and he could not see, but he was still alive. It was ugly. And so, yeah, the end of brain tumors, it is as bad as you can imagine. And so it's what that did to us, to his wife, to his kids, to me, to my baby sister, who's going to be throwing out the first pitch at Wrigley on Saturday.
That's awesome.
Because we were the ones who, you know, everybody in Brad's orbit obviously was devastated by it, but like, you know, the circle of who was like seeing him at the very end was very, very, very small, because it was just not how Brad wanted to be remembered by his friends and, you know, et cetera. And so like those of us that were like there regularly at the end, you know, it's tough to shake those memories, because it really does, you know, he was there, and you could he could squeeze your hand, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, you weren't getting much else. And so yeah, the end is rough. The end is rough. So I do not wish that on anybody.
I'm sorry, man. That's
yeah. No, it's thank you. Yeah,
I can't even. I've never. Thankfully, thank God, I've never had to go through something like that or witness that, and I can't even imagine.
It's yeah. It messes you up. It messes you up. It's the only way to put it. It is tough. But yeah, so the Cubs are kind enough, because for me doing this and the radiothon and raising the money and contributing to Cubs for a Cure, they've said that, you know, they'll hold the first pitch for us. And so last year gave it to my nephew, who threw it to Council.
I was there for that.
Yeah,
it was a great moment.
It was an incredible moment, right? And Council, my brother's like best friend from childhood and back in the day, and now I'm wearing the uniform that Council wore at that game, because our anonymous donor believes in unity through jerseys and Wrigley Field and baseball, and so he bought this jersey at the auction last year and then mailed it to me.
Wow.
And so this is the jersey that Council wore on the field for the Cubs for a Cure game that my nephew threw to Council with me on the field for it. And so this year, it'll be my baby sister, who was with Brad as much as anybody. They were very, very, very close, and she was very close with Jen, with Brad's wife, who will be on at 5 a.m. And so, yeah, it'll be – but it's kind of funny, because Amy – like, when I threw out the first pitch, I was bad, right? But I did, like, play baseball in sixth grade, and I, like, have thrown balls before. Amy does not throw.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, I was bad.
Yeah.
Amy,
did you practice like throwing off a mound?
Yeah,
or,
okay. yeah, but all like, you know, 10 throws, like, yeah. It was not enough. but Amy cannot throw, and it is hilarious. And so I sent Council the video the other day.
Oh no.
Yeah, so hold on. So I, because when we finalized what was going to go on
from her bullpen session, you sent the video.
It was so funny because like the Cubs they offer up the first pitch to me.
Yeah,
and then again, because like I don't really have any bosses and like any like in this like environment here.
Sure.
I'm like, well, yeah, and I'll have Council catch it again, and they're like, Council doesn't catch first pitches, and I'm like, he'll catch the first pitch, and so he loved doing it last year. And so I texted Craig the other day. I was like, here's what I said. I was like, Looking forward to chatting on Friday and seeing you on Saturday. Amy, who you know, our baby sister, is going to be throwing out the first pitch this year like Jack did last year, if you're down to catch it again. Her form and distance is rough, but she's excited. And I sent him the video, and he just said, I'm happy to do it. I'll see you Saturday. It only gets harder on the field. Thanks for the heads up. so there is the potential for the first pitch when Amy throws the ball to Castle. Like, he might be leaping into the air. He might have to dive like he's back playing second base for the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, he's got the skills.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're going to see Council's range on Saturday pregame. So, yeah, it is. I will show you the video in the break. It is a truly hilarious situation. It's going to be great. We got more callers that want to get in. We passed 1,600 individual donors. Did I say that already? I don't remember if I said that.
You said we were one away.
Okay, yeah. We passed 1,600 individual donors. Awesome. The Curtis Granderson balls are gone. We appreciate Granderson for signing those. That's pretty amazing. So we got the Dan Hampton balls from Hochberg for $500 donations. We've got a Connor Murphy jersey that's also for a $500 donation. So I guess I did those two at the same dollar amount. So if you want one or the other, you should call 773-388-8270 and specify which one you want. Also, the Hochberg suite is still available for Bulls or Blackhawks, $2,000 donations, food, booze, and dessert cart, 773-388-8270. 100% goes to cancer research. We are approaching 454,000, which would have us 100,000 away from what we hit last year. So we are pacing at a great number. We're going to put a big number on the board, and we got a bunch of calls lined up. We will go through all of those coming up on the Score and the Marquee Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
And it's a fun weekend because MLB's Players Weekend coincides with Cubs for a Cure. And players, they are getting creative and they are raising awareness about causes they care about. Tyone, we know he's passionate about coffee. Well, these cleats, they're dipped in coffee. And you bet they smell like coffee. We also know that Tyone, he battled cancer back in 2017. So something he's very passionate passionate about is remembering those and honoring those and trying to support those who battle adolescent cancer specifically. And so all these names are people who are battling cancer, and that's how he's trying to remember them and support them. And so as someone who has been through it, I asked Tywin advice that he can give those to families and friends, whoever, just to try to help them.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
That's how you donate.
I just did it.
You did?
I did. Well, during the break there, while we were talking. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Super easy.
That's what I'm saying.
Really easy.
And the Cubs have set it up to make it unbelievably easy.
So. I just used Apple Pay. Double click. There it goes. There
unbelievable. Goes yeah. So we've passed 1,600 individual donors. We've passed $453,000. We still have a ton of amazing incentives. 5 o'clock, Brad's wife, Jen. 5:30, David Haw comes in. In the 6 o'clock hour, I would argue the single most heartbreaking story in the history of the Radiothon this year or last. It is a – there won't be a dry eye in the house for the person who will be joining us in studio at 6 a.m. Eddie Olczyk is going to host the 7 a.m. hour with Haw and I. Mike Lowe from WGN is going to come in with Eddie O for a segment because they kind of – Eddie O kind of became Mike Lowe's cancer mentor. It's an unbelievable story. Craig Council is going to be calling in around then. Colin Cowherd is going to call in around 8 a.m. Our miracle survivor, Rich Berger, will be on again at 9 a.m. Tanny is putting together a recap of the 24 hours that will air.
That's going to be amazing.
It is going to air around 9:40, 9:45, somewhere in there. So, we've got a lot of great moments to come, some unbelievable incentives, some big ticket items. So we got a lot going on the rest of the way. Let's take some calls, though. 312-644-6767 is the number. Sean, you are the one who's been holding the longest. So, Sean, you're up next on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. What's up, Sean?
How you doing? Danny, Rami, love you guys. Been a big score ahead. I listen to you guys like 8:30 in the morning, 5:30 in the evening, 9 to 5 in the office. Scores on the entire time. But train right in, train right out the entire way. Like, love you guys and appreciate so much what you guys are doing today. But yeah, like, I just wanted to get off my chest, like, have a little story and stuff like that. Like,
please.
So literally right before your last radiothon, which was also incredible. I'm so love what you guys are doing. But my friend, he got diagnosed with such an abstract, bizarre, like a very novel, like, version of leukemia. Like, and like, to the point to where, like, as things were progressing and he told his stories after, it's like there's about 2 documented cases of like what he has. It's, wow. It's incredibly scary, incredibly terrifying, and stuff like that. But the one fun thing is, like, so he's from Northwest Indiana. He's a brewer in Northwest Indiana. Like, he's the biggest sweetheart you ever met in your life. The man has no enemies. His family, his brothers, they're the greatest people you could ever imagine. But like, so, but I was living in Chicago, like, at the time. I'm still living in Chicago now. But what I would do is, like, I'm not sure, you guys are probably familiar enough, like, whatever. Like, so he was staying, like, he was on this special oncology ward, like for people that, like, literally were getting their immune systems, like, completely nuked, like immunocompromised to a T. So, like, he couldn't come outside. He couldn't do anything like that.
Yeah.
But there was a park across the street. And what I would do is, like, I would go over to that park and I would just, like, call him and talk to him. Like, whereas, like, I, like, wave up at him, he'd, like, wave down at me, and, like, and just to have somebody there, like, just to know that, like, somebody cared about him and somebody was around him and stuff like that. Like, but yeah, he's now on a certain kind of medication, and it's a very novel medication to the point where, like, back in his early diagnosis, and God bless the oncologist over at Northwestern, but they were literally like, have you been hanging out around, like, a nuclear waste site? And, like, that wasn't, like, a joke of a question. Like, it was just, like, because there was something that went very wrong in his, you know, in his DNA that caused this version of leukemia and what have you. But, like, but I do have, and he's still with us to this day. Like I'm 38. He's 37. But, like with Rami, you and Danny, and, like, with everything you guys have been through, like, when it comes to cancer and stuff like that, I do have a question for you guys. Like, he's still with us. He's working. Everything seems good and everything seems fine. He's doing better. This is something that like, there will be no date when he announces that, like, I'm cancer free. This is something he's going to be living with for the rest of his days. But every day I wake up and I want to, like, hey man, how you doing? I just want you to know, I love you, bud. Like, and I like, but I also don't want to be like, I don't want to keep like, I love him. And I support him. And he knows I love him. And he knows I support him. But like, I also don't want to like, just keep reminding him of like, you know, like that kind of thing. Like, so how do you like, there's probably no answer to this question, but like, how do you just keep, like, how do you keep somebody like, how do you get what I'm asking?
Well, how do you keep checking in and let him know that you're thinking of him, that sort of thing?
Yeah, but like, but not in a way where it's like every day where it's like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you don't want to hover. Yeah, no, listen, it's a balancing act. Like, what I would say is, people in my experience tend to not want all to be defined by their diagnosis. So like, it's okay. Like my frequency of conversation, we'll say, or frequency of text, like, picked up with Brad after his diagnosis, no doubt, right? But like, it wasn't like the frequency of conversation about brain cancer picked up. I mean, obviously it did from zero to some, but I mean, like, it's not like every time we reached out, it was about that. Just like, text them about the Bears game a little bit more. Talk Cubs. Bitch about your job. Like, you know what I mean? Like, whatever it is, just like, be there for him, have a consistent dialogue. And then when they want to talk about it, and then you can always just check, hey, how you doing with everything? You know, like, hey, by the way, I'm here for you, you know, whatever, like, but give them the opening, bring it up some, but just be sure the dialogue is constant. That was, I'm not saying I did it correctly, but that is, you definitely don't want it to be like, hey, are you okay? Hey, are you okay?
Every day.
Hey, are you okay? Yeah. You definitely don't want that because you don't want to treat people differently. So you're right. It's a balancing act and it's difficult and there's no perfect solution. And I don't know your relationship, but that would, I guess, be my advice from my experience.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you guys very much. I appreciate everything you guys are doing. Rami, every time you fill in during the day, I'm always listening.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Indeed, indeed. Hey, you guys have a great night. Thanks for everything you guys are doing. Enjoy.
All right, man. Thank you. That's Sean in Lincoln Park. And by the way, like, just because I went through it, I have no idea if I'm an expert on such things.
Right.
Like, I am just offering up what I did.
It's one of those things that I don't know that there is a right. Everybody's different. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
Some people maybe don't want anything at all to change. Some people maybe do want you checking in on them every day. And the person on the other end, you might not be as equipped as somebody else to be that person that they can lean on. So I don't think that there is a right answer.
Really. I will say, though, too, I do remember and have heard from other people, like, don't pull away because you feel like, oh, I don't know what to say. That is not the cool thing to do. Like, you want to – don't do less. You know what
right.
I mean? Like that it's like, whoa. You were just with me when it was, like, good and healthy and easy, and
right.
we were talking about – where to go to watch the Thursday night football game. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the trivial stuff, like, definitely don't do less.
Right.
Either do the same or do more in terms of your communication. Do not do less. Jim in Evergreen Park is on the Score in the Marquee Network. Jim, who are you standing for?
Tim.
Oh, Tim. I apologize. Okay.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I have to tell you, I just wanted to personally thank you, Danny Park, because I heard your earlier today, I heard you talking with Diane Patheu and how you guys had to deal with that stuff, and it's tragic. It's like, I had my thing with my baby brother. We had to, like, I saw him die, and it's brutal.
I'm sorry, man.
That's tough.
No, I get it. But we, like, he had it worse, and not worse. I shouldn't say that. In the beginning, it was just like, it was testicular cancer. So we were all, like, big family here. We were all kind of making fun of it. It was like, Almond Joy has nuts, Mounds don't. Like, it was like, I was, ha ha.
Sure. Yeah, immature jokes. Yeah, sure.
Right. And then it just got worse and worse and worse. But then, like, I was in the same situation you were in, where you were in the same room, saw him die, blah, blah. It was brutal. I just wanted to thank you for what you're doing right now. It is so important, so great, so, like, a lot of people don't realize what you're doing. I just wanted to thank you personally. Like, thank you, Danny Parkins, for doing what you're doing. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's my honor. We all have been impacted by this. Thank you, Tim, for the call. You know, I do it to honor my brother, Brad. Like, I know that he thought that this stuff was cool. And so he loved the Radiothon for Austin Harvest. He loved when I would get on my soapbox about something that I believed in and, like, use the platform for, like, what I thought was good and, you know, whatever. And so, like, I know that he thought this was cool and that he was proud of me for it, 'cause he told me. And so I know that he would have loved this. And so that's why I do it. It's not more complicated than that.
You put the saying out there earlier, may your memory be a blessing, from your Jewish faith.
Yes,
And his memory... And the way that you carry it on has become a blessing for thousands and thousands of people through the money that you raise with this Radiothon.
Well, I appreciate that.
That's amazing.
I appreciate that. We got more calls. We got more things to give away. We got more money to raise. The Cubs for a Cure Radiothon rolls on after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up. To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
That's how you donate. Let's keep it going. Thanks to the Marquee Network for having us. Rami Makhlouf in right now. Danny Parkins going for 24 hours for cancer research. coming up on 3 a.m., which means 7 hours to go, which means 17 hours are down. Tim in Lakeview. We got lines open, by the way, 312-644-6767. Tim is on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the Score. Good morning, Tim. Who would you be standing for? How has cancer impacted your life?
I will be standing for my friend Missy, who passed shortly after the 2016 World Series.
Okay. What was your relationship like, and was she a Cubs fan, if that's how you're marking the time?
Diehard Cubs fan, probably four generations, I would say. She was awesome. She didn't tell any of us that she even had cancer that returned because she didn't want to dampen our spirits during the 2016 run.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, you know, I don't know if marvel's the right word, but like when Norm MacDonald, I just keep referencing him, he's an icon, but like when it came out that he just passed from cancer and he hadn't told anybody, and like,
yeah, not just like his fans, he hadn't told really anybody, maybe a few people in his life.
Yeah, but, right, like his partner and like mm-hmm. one or two other people, right? But like Conan didn't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like when you think about like the people that were like
in his inner circle.
His inner circle of comedy friends, right? And then like Conan came out and was like, yeah, I didn't know. And like people said they would like suspect that something based on like he lost some weight or, you know, but like they he just faced it without telling people. That is a level of
both my uncles who I talked about earlier. When my dad called me and gave me the news that they had passed, I was like, what? How? What happened? And
yeah.
It was like they had cancer, and I was like, what? And nobody told me this, and they were like, yeah, they didn't tell anybody that.
Was it a privacy thing, Tim, or what was the motivation there?
It was a very selfless thing, to be honest. She was great. She was wonderful. She was 10 years cancer free. We actually did she was like a Disney princess fan, and we ran the Disney Princess Marathon with her in Disney World, like 2 years before that, and then she got sick again. She had leukemia and then Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Sure. Well, I'm sorry for your loss, man, and thank you for sharing, and thank you for keeping her memory alive. Thank you, Tim.
And I also want to say,
yeah,
Ryan Dempster was my next-door neighbor for like 8 to 9 years. Whoever got that golf outing, you got a deal, because that dude is awesome.
Oh, yeah, Demp's the man. I don't even remember. I don't think I even said the name of the person who got it, which is fine. But yeah, that is he did it last year. It's cool. It was $2,000. Dempster, a Cubs representative, you and a buddy get to play 18 holes of golf with Demp. And he's just
awesome.
He's such a good storyteller that I can't even imagine, how good of a storyteller he is on the golf course. Cause all stories get inflated by 15 to 20% of the golf course. It's science. It's a scientific fact.
I think I might have broke the news that he actually hit A-Rod on purpose.
Oh, you did that?
No, I'm kidding. But yeah. He told me one night out front when we were just hanging out. He's the coolest guy in the world. He really is.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah, he is a great guy. He's a great hang. Thank you for the call, Tim. We appreciate you, man. Yeah, no, he's and that's the thing, man. Everyone from the Cubs came through and, you know, was willing to do stuff, record messages, call into the show. Lester, Tyone, Sutcliffe, on and on down the line. So we very much appreciate them. They've been amazing partners. So thank you to Tim for the call. We had a Dan Hampton ball go. Hochberg gave some Dan Hampton autograph balls. So $500 donation. If you got it, you get an autographed Dan Hampton football. Text CURE25 to 41444. Next three $500 donations, we can send you a Dan Hampton autograph football for your donation to Cubs for a Cure. You golf?
I don't. I would love to. I've tried it a few times.
It's the best.
But I have the dangerous combination of being able to generate velocity and not knowing where the ball will go.
Yeah.
And
all right. Well, velocity's a part of the battle.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's not the biggest part. it's the less important part.
Yeah. Anybody around me is in grave danger when I'm swinging a golf club.
All right, but you can hit it far.
Yeah, if I hit it in the right direction, yeah, it might go far.
All right. Well, then, you know,
I've tried, Danny. I've tried on numerous occasions, and it's not happening.
Have you had a professional look at your swing?
I have not. No.
And I'm not saying me. I'm saying
like a golf pro.
Like, yeah, like a lesson or two.
No, I have not. I haven't tried that.
Well, it's amazing how that works. You're like, I don't know how to play golf, and then I keep doing the exact same thing, and it's not getting any better.
That's a good point.
It's kind of remarkable how that works. It's fine.
Tried nothing, and we're all out of ideas.
Exactly.
I mean, I've seen people hit a golf ball. I try and emulate it, and I hit the ball, and then it could go anywhere.
Well, sure. Yeah, but again, yeah, I might recommend a pro to look at your swing if you're interested.
That's fair.
If you're,
it seems like a great hobby. I love being out in nature.
It's the best hobby.
It's very leisurely. You know,
I argue. Listen, I mean, the NFL is my favorite. The Bulls are, you know, whatever. The Cubs are, I love them. Golf's the best sport.
Really?
It's the best sport.
Really?
Yeah.
To play or to watch, just all of it?
The sport, the game of golf is the best game. To watch football is better than to watch golf, in my opinion. But I'm saying what golf is the best.
I remember hearing, I don't remember who it was, I wish I could attribute the right person to this quote. They said, the beauty of golf is you're pursuing perfection, knowing you'll never achieve it.
Yeah, that's great. Golf. So there's a million things, but I can be trying to break 90, and you could be trying to break 75, and if you shoot a 77, and I shoot an 89, at the end of the round, you tell me nice round. It's true. The handicap system allows it. Scotty Scheffler was just talking about this. Like, Scotty Scheffler was talking about how, like, he loses money sometimes when he's playing against the 10 handicap because the handicap system levels the playing field. He has to give the guy so many strokes that it levels the playing field. So I cannot play baseball. Like, I could not hit off Shota Imanaga.
Right.
But I could, in theory, step onto the tee against Scotty Scheffler, and again, handicap adjusted, if he's given me 2.5 strokes a hole, and he pars, and I merely bogey, I beat him.
You're better than him, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because of the handicap. So anybody can play anybody, and it's built into the game.
There is a beauty to that, yeah.
Built into it.
For sure.
So that's the first point. Uh-huh. Anybody can play anybody. I can't play LeBron in basketball. Right? Like, but you can play anyone in golf. Two, in theory, with health afforded, you can play forever. Right?
This is true.
You see 90-year-olds play golf. Can't play football forever. Right? Like, can't throw a baseball off a mound forever.
Can you tell my brother and my friends who are in their 40s and still playing flag football that they can't do it forever?
Right.
And that it just needs to stop?
Can't do it forever. So that's the second thing. In theory, you can play forever. How about this? Football field. How long's the field?
100 yards.
What about a baseball diamond? How far is it first base?
98 feet.
90 feet. Right, exactly.
I almost said 90 yards.
Yeah,
that'd be a run.
Every baseball diamond, sure, it's a little different to left field, right field, center field, whatever. But the mound is the same. The bases are the same. Every football field's the same. Every basketball court's the same. Tennis, it's like, oh, wow, it's crazy different. We have grass and clay. You know what I mean? There's like three surfaces. You could play golf every day for the next 10,000 days and play 10,000 different golf courses. So you can go anywhere in the world and always play somewhere new and somewhere different. And no two courses are exactly the same. So you're outside, you could play with anyone. And then the other thing, last thing, you can play it with other people, you can gamble with other people, you can have competitions with other people, but you're always playing against yourself. You're playing against your number.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a beautiful, beautiful sport. I really, really love golf.
I've been looking for a new hobby, and you might be selling me on this.
All right, and I got one more.
Okay.
I got one more. It's so hard. The game is so hard. And this is actually ties back into the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. I'm gonna land this plane. When I was going through everything, dad,
brother,
everything. Really, the only time I wasn't thinking about it was when I was golfing. Because it is so damn hard to hit the ball that you can't think of anything
else.
You
got to lock in.
You have to. You're not supposed to have your phone on the course. Like, it makes you unplug.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it makes you unplug. It's not gentlemanly. Like, you know, yeah, I do, like, on a public course. But, like, at some country clubs, like, it's not allowed. It's a no-phone policy. You got to leave it in your locker or your bag. And if they see it out there, you get in trouble. But, like, it forces you to be present, not think about stuff. And it's hard, so you got to focus. All right, that's my golf sermon. It's the best sport in the world. We got more calls. We're going to raise more money. We're approaching morning drive. We're gonna raise a ton of money.
It's 3 a.m. already.
It's 3 a.m. already. Cubs for a Cure rolls on.
Hey, Score listeners, a big thanks to you for being part of the Score's Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with the Cubs, Stand Up to Cancer, and Brain Up. Donating to this important cause is simple, and you can win great prizes like
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.